AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Donald Trump's hush money trials resumed in New York. Julie Walker sums up the day's proceedings.
In a ruling fining Donald Trump $9,000 for repeated violations of the gag order, the judge in his hush money trial is raising the specter of jail time if Trump continues to violate the court order. Meanwhile, jurors heard from Keith Davidson, a lawyer who represented porn star Stormy Daniels and Playboy model Karen McDougal, who claimed she had an affair with Trump, which he denies. Prosecutors say McDougal was paid $150,000 to keep quiet by the National Enquirer. They're charging Trump with falsifying business records to cover up a hush money payment, which he denies. Meanwhile, in a victory for Trump, the court will take the day off for his son Barron's high school graduation in Florida so he can attend. Julie Walker, New York.
A federal judge has ruled some of North Carolina's restrictions on dispensing abortion pills, such as requiring that only doctors prescribe and provide the drug, are unlawful. The judge says the state's rules frustrate the goal of Congress to use federal regulators to ensure mifepristone is distributed safely. The Drug Enforcement Administration is moving to reclassify marijuana as a less dangerous drug. AP's Lindsay Whitehurst.
Marijuana is currently classified as a Schedule 1 drug alongside heroin and LSD. The proposal would move it to Schedule 3, but it would not legalize marijuana outright for recreational use.
A federal task force is recommending women start getting regular mammograms at a younger age. Dr. John Wong is vice chair.
All women be screened every other year, starting at age 40. To help them live longer, healthier lives.
And in Los Angeles, a Metro light rail train and a University of Southern California shuttle bus collided in downtown L.A. At least 55 people hurt. This is AP News. The Tony nominations are out. Margie Zarletta has the highlights.
The Alicia Keys jukebox musical Hell's Kitchen and the play Stereophonic, about a 70s rock band, lead the nominations for the Tony Awards with 13 each.
Glide, 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 glide.
Hell's Kitchen will compete for Best Musical against Illinois' Suffs, Water for Elephants, and The Outsiders. The Best Play nominees are Stereophonic, Mother Play, Mary Jane, Prayer for the French Republic, and Jaja's African Hair Braiding.
And soon we're home. Coming along.
Daniel Radcliffe gets his first Tony nomination for his role in Merrily We Roll Along. Other familiar faces with nominations include Rachel McAdams, Jessica Lange, Amy Ryan, Jim Parsons, Eddie Redmayne, and Hillary Rodham Clinton, who gets a producer nomination for Suffs. I'm Archie Zarletta.
Here's a little more from Hell's Kitchen. I'm Ben Thomas, AP
Tonight
News.
Is shining bright, you know.
Thanks for listening.